以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的讲座，时间1973年8月21日 ，Jamastami， 地点英国伦敦。
His Excellency the High Commissioner, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your coming here.And participating in this ceremony, Janmashtami, Advent of Krishna.
行政长官阁下，女士们、先生们，非常感谢大家来这里参加这一庆祝活动 ，Janmashtami, Krishna 的降临日。
The subject matter I've been ordered to speak on.Is advent of Krishna.
我被要求讲的主题是 Krishna 的降临。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 在 Bhagavad Gita 中说
Janma karma me dibbam jujanati tattat takta diham punar janma noiti mameti kohun.This fact that we can achieve such a stage of life when we can stop our birth and death.
这一事实，即我们可以获得生命这样一个阶段，以至于可以停止出生和死亡。
Samritattayakalpate. This morning I was explaining this verse.
今天早上我在解释这个事情。
Jangla Bhatayanti iti Purushang Purushara Samas Dukkha Sukham Dhiram Chamritattaya Kalpate Amritatta means immortality.
Amritatta 意思是不朽不死。
So the modern civilization they have no ideaEither the great philosopher, great politician, or great scientist, that it is possible to attain the stage of immortality.
在现代文明，即便是伟大的哲学家、伟大的政治家、伟大的科学家们，也不知道有可能到达不死的境界。
Amritatva. We are all Amrita.
我们都是阿米特。
In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, "Na jayate namriyate vakadachi."
Bhagavad Gita 中说到 "Na jayate namriyate vakadachi."
We living entities, we never die, never take birth.
我们生物体永远不死，永远不出生。
Nita sasatayang nahannate hannamane sarire. Every one of us, we are eternal, nita. Sasana purana, the oldest.
我们每个人都是永恒的 nita, 还有 purana, 最老的。
And after annihilation of this body, we do not die.
而且在这个躯体毁灭之后，我们不死。
Nahannati. The body is finished, but I have to accept another body.
这个躯体结束了，但我必须接受另一个躯体。
Tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatta namayati. Dehinasmin jatha dehe kaumaran jauvanang jara. This simple thing,At the present moment, they are lacking knowledge.
这么简单的事情，在现在这个时候，他们缺乏知识。
That we all living entities, part and parcel of Krishna, we are eternal, we are blissful, and we are cognizant.
我们所有的生物体，作为 Krishna 的所属部分。 是永恒的、极乐的、有知觉的。
Krishna is described in the Vedic Shastra.
Krishna 在 Vedic Shastra 中被描写为
Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana Sachidananda Vigraha God Krishna, when I speak Krishna, that means God.
神 Krishna, 当我讲 Krishna 的时候，那指的是神。
If there is any important name, God, it is sometimes said God has no name, that's a fact.
有时候说神没有名字，那是事实。
But God's name is given by his activities.
那神的名字是根据他的行动给的。
Just like Krishna accepted the sonhood of Maharaj Nanda or Jasoda Mai or Devaki or Vasudeva.
例如 Krishna 接受作为 Maharaj Nanda Yashoda Mai 或 Devaki Vasudeva 的儿子。
Vasudeva and Devaki were Krishna's real father and mother.
Vasudeva 和 Devaki 是 Krishna 的真正的父亲和母亲。
Nobody is real father and mother of Krishna, because Krishna is the original father of everyone.
没有人是 Krishna 的真正的父亲或母亲，因为 Krishna 是每一个人最原初的父亲。
But when Krishna comes here, advance, he accepts some devotee as his father, as his mother.
但是当 Krishna 来这里降临时，他接受某些奉献者作为他的父亲、他的母亲。
Krishna is the original Adi Purusham.
Krishna 是最原初的 Adi Purusham.
Adyam Purana Purusham Namajovananch. He is the original person.
他是最原初的人。
That must be very old.
那是不是一定很老呢？
No, Adyam Purana Purusham Navajovananch, always fresh youth.
不，总是充满青春的活力。
That is Krishna.
那是 Krishna.
When Krishna was on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, you have seen the picture. He's just like a boy of 20 years, at utmost 24 years old.
当 Krishna 在库鲁兹耶的战场上时，你见过图片，他就像一个20岁或最多24岁的男孩一样。
But at that time he had great grandchildren.
但那个时候他已经有曾孙了。
Therefore, Krishna is always youth.
因此 Krishna 总是青年。
Navajovananch.These are the statements of Vedic literatures.
这些是伟大文献的叙述。
Adyaita yachyuta yanadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navajovananch Vedishu dullava adu lavata bhakto. So, to understand Krishna, simply if we read as a formality the Vedic literature,It will be very difficult to understand what is Krishna.
要理解 Krishna, 如果我们只是作为形式的阅读伟大文献，那么要理解 Krishna 是什么是非常困难的。
Vedas dullabha. Although all the Vedas are meant for understanding Krishna.
尽管所有的伟大经都是为了理解 Krishna 的。
In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vedas sarvai ahameva vedya.
在《般若梵歌》中说到 Vedasya sarvai aham eva vidyo
aham eva vidyo What is the use of studying Vedas if you do not understand Krishna?
如果你不理解 Krishna 学习伟大经有什么用呢
Because the ultimate goal of education means to understand the supreme law the supreme father the supreme cause
因为教育的最终目标是为了理解自尊主、自尊的父亲、自尊的原因。
As it is said in the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadasya Yataha.
在维当的书写中说到 Janmadasya Yataha.
Athata Brahma Jigyasa. Brahma Jigyasa to discuss about the Supreme Absolute Truth, Brahma.
Brahma Jigyasa 讨论自尊绝对真理 Brahma.
What is that Brahma?
那 Brahma 是什么呢？
Janmadasya Yataha. That Brahma means,Where from everything emanates.
Jamadya Sattva, 那 Brahma 意味着从他那里一切流涌出来。
So science philosophy means to find out the ultimate cause of everything.
因此科学则是是为了发现一切的最终原因。
That we are getting from the Shastras, Vedic literature, that Krishna is the cause of all causes.Sarva karana karanam.
我们从 Shastra 伟大文献中学到 Krishna 是一切原因的原因 Sarva karana karanam.
Sarva karana karanam. Ishara parama Krishna Sachidananda vigraha Anadi radi govinda Sarva karana karanam. Cause of all causes. Just like try to understand. I am caused by my father.
一切原因的原因，试着这么来理解：我是由我父亲造成的。
My father is caused by his father. He is caused by his father. His father go on searching.
我的父亲是由他的父亲造成的，他又是由他的父亲造成的，这样不断追寻。
Then he will ultimately come to somebody who is the cause, but he has no cause.
最终你能发现。找到一个人，他是原因，但他没有原因。
Anadi Radi Govinda.
Anadi Radi Govinda.
I may be cause of my son, but I am also a result of the cause, my father.
我是我儿子的原因，但我是我父亲这个原因的结果。
But the Shastra says that Anadi Radi, he is the.Original person, but he has no cause.
在下世界中说的 Anadi Adi, 他是最初的人，但是他没有原因。
That is Krishna.
那是 Krishna.
Therefore, Krishna says that Janma Karma Me Divam Je Janati Tattva.
因此 Krishna 说到 Janma Karma Te Me Divam Evam Yubeti Tattva.
The advent of Krishna, it is a very important thing.
Krishna 的降临是非常重要的事情。
We should try to understand Krishna, why he advents, why he comes on this material world. What is his business? What are his activities?
我们应该试着理解 Krishna, 他为什么降临，他为什么来到这个物质世界，他的任务是什么，他的活动是什么。
If we simply try to understand Krishna, then what is the result?
如果我们只是试着去理解 Krishna, 那么结果是什么呢？
The result is, takta deham punarjanma naiti mameti ko.
结果是 takta deham punarjanma naiti mameti sarjun.
Understanding between man to man, nation to nation.
他们试图建立真正的和平，不再有人和人之间、国家和国家之间的误解。
But that is not happening.
但这并没有发生。
That is not happening. The defect is that in the root is wrong.
缺陷在于从根部是错误的。
Everyone is thinking, it is my country. It is my family. It is my society.It is my property.
每个人都在想，这是我的国家，这是我的家庭，这是我的社会，这是我的财产。
This mine is illusion.
这个我的是假象。
In the Shastra it is said.
在 Shastra 中说到。
Janasya moho aham mameti. This I and my philosophy. is illusion.
这个我和我的哲学是假象。
So this illusion means Maya.
这假象是 Maya。
Maya, if you want to get out of this illusion, Maya, then you have to accept the Krishna's formula.
如果你想走出这假象 Maya, 那你必须要接受 Krishna 的公式。
Mami vaja prapadante Maya me tantarat. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita for guidance. If we accept the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita as it is,
在佛教梵文中，一切指示都给我们了。只要我们去接受如其所示的接受不达凡哥的哲学、
everything is there, peace is there, prosperity is there,
在那里什么都有，有和平，有繁荣、
that is a fact. Unfortunately, we do not accept it.
那是个事实，不幸的我们不接受它。
That is our misfortune.
那是我们的不幸、
or we misinterpret it.
或者我们错误地去解释它。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 在 Bhagavad Gita 中说道。
Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskuru. Krishna says that you always think of me.
Krishna 说，你要总是想着我。
Manmana bhavamad bhakta become my devotee.
成为我的奉献者。
Madhyaji, you worship me.
Madhyaji, 你崇拜我。
Mang namaskuru and offer obeisances unto me.
Mang namaskuru, 向我顶拜。
Is it very difficult task?
这是很困难的任务吗？
Here is Krishna's deity.
这里是 Krishna 的神像。
If you think of this deity, Radha Krishna, is it very difficult?
如果要你想着这神像 Radha Krishna, 这很困难吗？
Manmana, you come into the temple and just as a devotee offer your respect to the deity.
你到这庙宇来，像奉献者一样，向神像顶拜。
Manmana bhava mantha. As far as possible, try to worship the deity.
尽可能的崇拜神像。
Patram pushpam phalam toyam, jomi bhakta prajacchati. Krishna does not want your whole property.
Krishna 并不要你所有的财产。
Krishna is open to the poorest man.
Krishna 向最穷的人也是开放的。
For being worshipped.
你接受他的崇拜。
What he is asking?
他要求的是什么呢？
He says, Patram pushpam phalam toyam jomi bhakta prajacchati. With devotion.If a person offers me a little leaf, a little fruit, a little water, I accept.
他说，如果一个人以奉献向我献一片叶子、一点水果、一点水，我都接受。
Krishna is not hungry.
Krishna 并不饿。
But Krishna wants to make you devotee.
但 Krishna 希望能使你成为奉献者。
That is the main point.
这是要点。
Jomi bhakta prajacchati, that is the main principle.
这是主要的原则。
If you offer Krishna little things, Krishna is not hungry. Krishna is providing food for everyone.
说你向 Krishna 献一点东西， Krishna 并不饿， Krishna 在给每个人提供食物。
Eka jo bahunam vidadati kama. But Krishna wants your love.Your devotion.
但 Krishna 需要你的爱，你的奉献。
Therefore, he is begging, little patram pushpam phalam toyam.
因此他乞讨一点 patram pushpam phalam toyam.
Manmana bhava mantra. There is no difficulty in understanding Krishna and to accept Krishna consciousness.
理解 Krishna, 接受 Krishna 自觉并没有困难。
But we will not do that. That is our disease.
但我们不那么做，这是我们的疾病。
Otherwise, it is not difficult at all.
不然的话，这一点也不可能。
And as soon as we become devotee of Krishna, we understand the whole situation.
一旦我们成为 Krishna 的奉献者，我们便理解整个的状况。
Our philosophy, Bhagavad philosophy, is also communism, because we consider Krishna the Supreme Father, and all living entities, they are all sons of Krishna.
我们的哲学, Bhagavad 哲学, 也是共产主义, 因为我们认为 Krishna 是至尊的父亲, 而所有的生物体, 都是 Krishna 的儿子。
So Krishna says that he is the proprietor of all planets, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram.
Krishna 说他是一切星球的拥有者, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram.
Therefore, whatever there is, either in the sky or in the water or in the land, they are all Krishna's property.
因此一切无论是在空中、在水上、在陆地, 都是 Krishna的财产。
And because we are all sons of Krishna, therefore every one of us has the right to use Father's property.
而因为我们都是 Krishna的儿子, 因此我们每个人都有权利使用父亲的财产。
But we should not encroach upon others.
但我们不应该侵占其他人的。
This is the formula of peace.
这是和平的公式。
Magrida-kasya-siddhanam-isha-vasya-midam-sarva. Everything belongs to God.
一切都属于神。
You are sons of God.
你们是神的儿子。
You have got the right to use Father's property, but do not take more than you need.
你有权利使用父亲的财产, 但是不要拿多于你所需的。
That is punishment.
那是要受惩罚的。
These things are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
这些是在Srimad-Bhagavatam中说到。
Stenayava-saucyati in the Bhagavad Gita. He is a thief.
Bhagavad Gita中说到,他是个贼。
If anyone takes more than he needs, then he is a thief.
如果一个人取多于他所需的,那么他是贼。
Jagyarthe-karmannatra-lokayam-karma-mandana. If for the satisfaction of Krishna,
如果为了Krishna的满足,
Yagya means Krishna.
Yagya的意思是Krishna.
Krishna's another name is Yageshwara.
Krishna的另一个名字是Yageshwara.
So, you act for Krishna, you take prasadam Krishna.
因此你要为Krishna行动, 接受Krishna的prasadam.
Now, what we are teaching here, in this temple, we are reciting Americans, Indians, Englishmen, Canadians, Africans, different parts of the world.
这是我们在这里所教授的。在这个庙里，我们住着美国人、印度人、英国人、加拿大人、非洲人，从世界上不同的地方。但我们忘了这一则是，即 Krishna 是至尊的父亲， Krishna 是至尊的拥有者， Krishna 是至尊的享受者。 Krishna 是每个人的至尊的朋友，当我们忘了这点，我们便来到这个物质世界，为生存而挣扎，互相斗争。这是物质的生活。
So you cannot get the politicians, diplomats, or the philosophers. They have tried so much, but actually, nothing has become fruitful.
政治家们、外交家们、哲学家们，他们努力了这么多。 但没有什么结果。
Just like this United Nations.
比如说联合国。
It was organized after the Second Great War. And they wanted that peacefully we shall settle everything. But there is no such thing.
它是在第二次世界大战之后建立的。 他们希望能够从此和平地解决一切事情。 但事实并不这样。
Fighting is going on between Pakistan and India, between Vietnam and America, and this and that.
在巴基斯坦和印度之间，在越南和美国之间，还有作战。
It is not the process.
这并不是方法。
The process is Krishna consciousness.
真正的方法是 Krishna 直觉。
Everyone has to understand this fact that we are not proprietor.
每个人都要理解这一事实，即我们并不是拥有者。
Prabhupada is Krishna.
拥有者是 Krishna.
That's a fact.
那是事实.
Just like America.
比如说美国.
Say 200 years ago, the Americans, the European migrators, they are not proprietor. Somebody was proprietor.
在200年前, 这些美国人, 那欧洲移民, 他们并不是拥有者, 其他人是拥有者。
More than somebody was proprietor, or it was vacant land.
在他们之前, 其他人是拥有者, 或者说是一片空地。
The actual proprietor is Krishna.
真正的拥有者是 Krishna.
But artificially you are claiming that it is my property.
但你人为的宣称这是我的财产。
Janasya mohoyam ahamamameti, this is called maya.
这位称为 maya.
So Krishna advents to give us lesson.
Krishna 降临是为了给我们上课。
Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bhara. Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, I come when there is discrepancies in the process of religious life.
Krishna 说, 当宗教生活的过程中有了衰落的时候, 我便来临。
Dharmasya glani bhavati. And what is dharma?
什么是 dharma 呢?
The simple definition of dharma is dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam.
Dharma 的简单的定义是 dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam.
This is dharma.
这是 dharma.
Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Whatever, just like, what do you mean by law?
正如, 法律是什么意思呢?
Law means the word given by the state.
法律的意思是, 政府所讲的话。
You cannot make law at home.
你不能在家里制定法律。
That is not possible.
那是不行的。
What about the government gives you that you should act like this? That is law.
不论政府给你的是什么, 你应该按照那去行动, 那是法律。
Similarly, dharma means the direction given by God.
类似的, dharma意思是, 由神给的指示。
That is dharma.
那是 dharma.
Simple definition.
简单的定义。
You create dharma. I created this dharma, another man creates another dharma. These are not dharma.
你创造这个dharma, 我创造那个dharma, 另一个人创造另一个dharma, 这些并不是dharma.
Therefore, where the Bhagavad Gita ends, that sarva-dharmān paritajya māme kāṁ saranam, this is dharma.
在Bhagavad Gita结尾处说到, sarva-dharmān paritajya māme kāṁ saranam vajya, 这是dharma.
To surrender to Krishna.
向Krishna皈依.
Any other dharma, they are not dharma.
其他的任何 dharma 并不是 dharma.
Otherwise, why Krishna asks sarva dharmān paritajya? Give up.
要不然为什么 Krishna 要求 sarva dharmān paritajya 放弃?
He said that dharma samasthāpanārthāya sambhāmi yuge yuge. I advent to establish the principles of religion.
他说, 我降临是为了树立宗教的原则。
And at last he said, sarva dharmān paritajya.
而在最终他说, sarva dharmān paritajya.
That means the so-called dharma that you have manufactured, man-made dharma, they are not dharmas.
这意味着我们所知道的所谓的 dharma, 人造的 dharma, 并不是 dharma.
Dharma means what is given by God.
Dharma 意思是由神所给予的。
But we have no understanding what is God and what is His word.
但我们不理解什么是神，什么是他的话。
That is the modern civilization defect.
这是现代文明的缺陷。
But the order is there. God is there.
但神在那里，他的指示在那里。
We won't accept.
这是我们不接受。
Where is the possibility of peace?
那还有和平的可能性呢?
The order is there.
命令在哪里?
Krishna says, the Supreme Bhagavan Uvacha.
此尊 Krishna 说 Bhagavan Uvacha.
Vasudev writes Bhagavan Uvacha.
Vyasadeva 写道 Bhagavan Uvacha.
One should know what is Bhagavan.
一个应该知道什么是 Bhagavan.
Vasudev could have written Krishna Uvacha. No.
Vasudev 可以写 Krishna Uvacha. 但他并不这么写。
He says if one may misunderstand Krishna, therefore he writes in every stanza, every verse, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
因为一个人可能误解 Krishna, 因此他在每一个 stanza, 每个世界都写 Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
So Bhagavan is there. Bhagavan is speaking.
Bhagavan在那里，Bhagavan在讲话。
Bhagavan is accepted by all the acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami.
Bhagavan through so the acharya to accept Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami.
Let us Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
最近的土 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Even Shankaracharya, he also accepts Krishna, Sabhagavan Swayam Krishna.
即便是香卡尔查亚 他也接受 Krishna Sabhagavan Swayam Krishna.
So the verdict of the modern acharyas and in the past also Vasudev, Narad, Osita, everyone accepted Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
这是近代的 acharya 的证词 在以前也是 Vyasadev, Narad, Osita 每个人都接受 Krishna, 自尊人格神。
Arjuna, who heard from Krishna after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he said, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhava, Purusham, Adyam, Shasata.
Arjuna, 在他从 Krishna那里聆听理解了 Bhagavad Gita后, 他说道, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pritram Paramam Bhavam Purusham Shashvatam Divyam.
So everything is there.
一切都在那里。
Especially in India, we have got so much asset for understanding God.
特别在印度，我们有这么多的财富可以来理解神。
Simple thing.
简单的事情。
Everything is there, ready-made.
一切都是现成的。
But we won't accept.
但我们不接受。
So what is the remedy for such disease?
这样的疾病的药方是什么呢?
We are searching after peace, but we won't accept anything which is actually giving us peace.
我们在追求和平，但我们不接受任何可以真正的给予我们和平的东西。
This is our disease.
这是我们的疾病。
So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness in everyone's heart.
这一 Krishna 自觉运动是致力于唤醒每一个人心中的沉睡的 Krishna 自觉。
Otherwise, how these Europeans and Americans and other countrymen, they never heard of Krishna 4 or 5 years ago. How they are taking Krishna consciousness so serious?
不然的话，这些欧洲人、美国人和从其他国家来的人。 他们在四五年之前从来没有听说过 Krishna， 他们怎么会这么严肃的、认真的接受 Krishna 自觉呢？
Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart.
Krishna 自觉是在每个人的心中。
It has to be awakened.
只是需要被唤醒。
That is already described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
这在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 中描述的。
Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Prabhu na Sravanadi Suddha Chitte Karaya Udo. It is awake.
这是要被唤醒。
Love for Krishna, devotion for Krishna is there within everyone's heart. But he has forgotten.
对 Krishna 的爱, 对 Krishna 的奉献, 是在每个人的心中, 但他遗忘了。
So this Krishna consciousness movement is simply meant for awakening that Krishna consciousness.
这一 Krishna 自觉运动只是为了唤醒 那 Krishna 之觉。
This is the process.
这是方法。
Just like when you are sleeping, I have to call you loudly. Mr. Satan-san, get up, you have got this business.
正如当你熟睡的时候，我必须要大声地叫你，某某某先生，你得起来，你有这个任务。
No other senses will act when you are sleeping, but the ear will act.
当你睡觉的时候，所有的感官都不活动了，但你的耳朵还在活动。
Therefore, in this age, when people are so followed, they will not hear anything. If we chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he will be awake to Krishna consciousness. This is practice.
因此，在这一年代，人们这么堕落，他们什么都听不见。如果我们唱诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra，他们能够被唤醒到 Krishna 知觉，这是实际的。
So actually, if we are anxious for peace and tranquility in the society, then we must be very serious to understand Krishna.
因此，如果我们非常急于在社会上获得和平，那我们一定要认真地理解 Krishna。
That is our request.
这是我们的请求。
Don't take it neglectfully, the Krishna consciousness movement.
不要忽视这个 Krishna 知觉运动。
This movement can solve all the problems of life, all the problems in the world.
这个运动可以解决生命的一切问题，这世界上的一切问题。
Social, political, philosophical, religious, economical, everything.Can be solved by Krishna consciousness.
社会的、政治的、哲学的、宗教的、经济的，一切都可以被 Krishna 知觉所解决。
Therefore, we request those who are leaders, just like His Excellency is present here, you should try to understand this Krishna consciousness movement.
因此，我们请求所有的领导们，正如行政长官阁下在这里。你们应该试图去理解 Krishna 知觉运动。
It is very scientific, authorized.
这是非常科学的，经授权的。
It is not a mental concoction or sentimental movement.
这并不是心智的构造，也不是一个感情用事的运动。
It is most scientific movement.
这是最科学的运动。
So, we are inviting all leaders from all countries.Try to understand.
因此我们请求邀请一切国家的一切领导们试着去理解。
If you are sober, if you are actually reasonable, you will understand that this Krishna consciousness movement is the sublime movement for welfare of the whole human society.
如果你明智的话，如果你真正的有理性，你能够理解这个 Krishna 知觉运动是为了全人类的福利的最崇高的运动。
That's a fact.
这是个事实。
Anyone may come, we are prepared to discuss this subject matter.
每个人都可以来，我们已经准备好了讨论这一主题。
Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavan chakare. We should not. Our human life, the ultimate goal of human life, is to achieve immortality.
我们的人类生命的最终目标是为了获得不死性。
Takta deham punarjanmanai. This is all. We have forgotten this.
我们忘了这一点。
We are simply leading the life of cats and dogs without any knowledge that we can achieve that perfection of life when there will be no more birth, no more death.
我们只是在过猫和狗的生活，没有任何知识，我们可以获得生命的完美，以至于没有出生，没有死亡。
We do not understand even that there is possibility of amritattvam.
我们甚至不知道有变成 amritattvam 的可能性。
But everything is possible.
但一切都是可能的。
Amritattvam. Nobody wants to die. That's a fact.
没有人想死，这是事实。
Nobody wants to become old man. Nobody wants to become diseased. This is our natural inclination.
没有人。 没有人想变老，没有人想得病，这是我们自然的形象。
Why? Because originally in our spiritual form, there is no birth, no death, no old age, no disease.
为什么呢？因为最初在我们的灵性躯体中，没有出生，没有死亡，没有老年，没有疾病。
So, after evolutionary process, down from the aquatics, birds, beasts, and plants, trees, when you come to this form of human form of body.
通过进化的过程，你从水类、鸟类、兽类、植物、树木等等，得到了这人形躯体。
Asitin, Chaturang, Seva, Lokhang, Sang, Jivajati. This is evolutionary process. We come to the human form of man.
这是进化的过程，我们最终得到人形的躯体。
Body. Then, we should know what is the goal of life.
那我们应该理解什么是生命的目标。
The goal of life is Amritattva.
生命的目标是 Amritattva.
To become immortal.
变得不朽。
That, you can become immortal simply by becoming Krishna conscious.
就是通过成为变得 Krishna 知觉，你可以变成不死。
Krishna says, it is a fact.
Krishna 说了，这是事实。
We have to simply understand.
我们只是要理解。
Janma karma medibham ju janati tattat. If you try to understand Krishna in truth,After giving up this body, you don't accept any more material body.
如果你试图真正的理解 Krishna, Tattvataha, 那么 Tattva Deham Punarjanmanaiti, 在放弃了这个躯体之后，你不再接受另一个物质躯体。
And as soon as you don't accept any material body,means you become immortal.
你不接受任何物质躯体，意味着你变得不死。
Because by nature we are immortal.
因为我们的本性是不死的。
So Krishna advances. Krishna advances to teach us this lesson.
Krishna 降临是为了给我们上这一课。
That you are immortal by nature. As spirit soul, you are part and parcel of me.
即你的本性是不死的，作为灵魂你是我的所属部分。
I am as immortal.
我也是不死的。
So you are also immortal.
因此你也是不死的。
Unnecessarily you are trying to be happy in this material world.
毫无必要的你试图在这个物质世界里变得快乐。
Mamaivamsa jivabhuta jivaloke sanatana manasasthani indriyani prakitisthani kalsati.Simply struggle for unnecessary. The best thing is that you have enjoyed sense life in so many varieties of life, as cats, as dogs, as demigod, as tree, as plants, as insect.
毫无必要的，只是在挣扎。你得到的最好的东西，只不过是在各种各样的生命中，作为猫，作为狗，作为半身人，作为树木、植物、昆虫。享受感官生活。
Now, in this human form of life, don't be captivated by sensuous life.
那么，在这人性的生命中，不要再被感官生活所捕获了。
Just try to understand Krishna.
只需要试着去理解 Krishna.
That is the verdict of the Shastra.
这是 Shastra 的证词。
Nayang deho deho bhajang niloke.Kastan kaman arhati virbhujagji. To work very hard like dogs and hogs for sense gratification is not the ambition of human life.
为了感官享受，像狗猪一样的拼命的工作，并不是人类生命的抱负。
Human life is meant for little austerity.
人性的生命是为了有点苦行。
Kapo Didvam Putra Kajena Suddhita Satya. We have to purify our existence.
我们必须要净化我们的存在。
That is the mission of human life.
这是人性生命的使命。
Why I shall purify my Satya existence?
为什么要净化我的存在呢?
Brahma Sukham Anantam. Then you get unlimited pleasure, unlimited happiness.
那你能得到无限的快乐?
That is real pleasure.
那是真正的快乐。
Ramante Yogina Ananti Satyanandi Chidatmani. Iti Ramapade Naso Parabrahma Iti Avidhiyat. So, at least in India, all the great personalities, saintly persons, sages and acharyas, they have cultivated this spiritual knowledge so nicely and fully, and you are not taking advantage of it.
至少在印度, 所有的伟大的人物、伟大的圣人们、阿伽耶们， 他们这么好的、这么完整的培养了灵性的知识， 只是我们不好好利用它。
It is not that those shastras and directions are meant for the Indians or for the Hindus or for Brahmins, no.
那些shastra, 那些指示, 并不只是为了印度人, 为了印度教徒, 为了Brahmana。
It is meant for everyone.
那是为了每一个人。
Because Krishna claims,
因为Krishna宣称,
Sarvajonishu saṅkautya sambhavanti mūrtaya tāsāṅ mahat dharma jona. Krishna claims that I am everyone's father.
Krishna 宣称我是每个人的父亲。
Therefore he is very much anxious to make us peaceful, happy.
因此他非常急于使我们能够变得和平快乐。
Just like the father wants to see his son is well situated and happy.
正如父亲都想要看到儿子处境很好，非常快乐。
Similarly, Krishna also wants to see everyone of us happy and well situated.
同样， Krishna 希望能见到我们每个人都快乐，都处境良好。
Therefore, he comes sometimes.
因此，他有时候会来临。
Yada yada hi dharma sambhani bhut. This is the purpose of Krishna's advent.
这是 Krishna 的降临的目的。
So those who are servants of Krishna, devotees of Krishna, they should take the mission of Krishna.
那些Krishna的仆人们, Krishna的奉献者们, 应该接受这Krishna的使命。
They should take up the mission of Krishna.
他们应该接受Krishna的使命。
That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's version.
那是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的事业。
Amaragya Guru Haiya Taro Ei Desh. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Krishna upadesh. Just try to preach what Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna upadesh. 只要去传播 Krishna 在 Bhagavad Gita 中所说的话.
That is the duty of every Indian.
那是每个印度人的义务.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says.
Chaitanya.
Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila ja. Janma sarthak kari karo paro poka. So Indians are meant for paro poka.
因此印度人们是为了paro-upakara.
Indians are not meant for exploiting others.
印度人不是为了去剥削其他人.
That is not Indian business.
那不是印度人的事情.
Indian history is all along for paropakar.
整个印度的历史都是为了paropakar.
And formerly, from all parts of the world, used to come to India to learn what is spiritual life.
先前，从世界上各个地方，人们都去印度学习什么是灵性生活.
Even Jesus Christ went there.
即便是耶稣基督也去了那里.
And from China and from other countries, that is history.
还有从中国，从其他的国家，这是历史.
And we are forgetting our own asset.
而我们忘了我们自己的财富.
How much? We are callous.
我们是多么麻木.
Such a great movement, Krishna consciousness, is going on all over the world. But our Indians are callous. Our government is callous.
这么一个伟大的运动， Krishna的直觉 在全世界都在进行， 而我们印度人却很麻木， 我们的政府很麻木。
They do not take.
他们不参与。
That is our misfortune.
这是我们的不幸。
But it is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission.
真的是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的使命.
He says, any India, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma, if human being, he must make his life perfect by taking advantage of this Vedic literature and distribute the knowledge all over the world. That is Paropokara.
他说每个印度人作为一个人，他一定要使他的生活变得完美，通过能利用这些伟大文献，并且把这些知识传播到全世界。这是Paropokara。
So India can do, they are actually appreciating.
虽然印度人也在欣赏。
These Europeans, American young men, they're appreciating that how great I get daily, dozens of letters, how they are benefited by this movement.
这些欧洲人，美国的年轻人们，他们都在欣赏，对运动多伟大，我每天能得到几十封信。 讲到他们如何因为这运动而受益。
Actually, that is the fact.
这就是事实。
It is giving the life for the dead man.
这是给死人以生命。
So, I shall specially request the Indians, especially His Excellency, kindly cooperate with this movement and try to make successful your life and others' life.
因此我特别请求印度人们，特别是阁下大人，能够很好地和这运动合作，使你的生命和其他人的生命变得完美。That
is the mission of Krishna, advent of Krishna.
这是 Krishna 的使命， Krishna 的降临。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。 结束。